Groundhog Day, man. Look, with regard to masks, I'm very accommodating. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I have no interest in fighting with some sweet man or woman at the entrance to Giant Eagle saying, "Would you please wear a mask?" I'm cool with any of it and all of it. I honestly, man, you know, we're a Giant Eagle family. We have been for nearly 20 years. Quite frankly, they know us by name. They know my kids. They know my wife. I was just there yesterday afternoon about 4:30, and I noticed all the employees were wearing masks again. I didn't ask. I just figured they're doing their job. They work extremely hard. They've been under extreme pressure, and they perform like superstars. All pros, man. Olympians. So they're putting this new mask effort into place. They're telling their employees to wear them. They're going to ask customers to wear them. And for guys like me and my wife and my kids, that's cool. And we just pull out the mask and wear them. But to the angry folks, man, this is going to be rough. This is going to be very stressful. And Giant Eagle has really cool folks right at the front door. And if you don't have a mask, they'll give you one. But you always have these folks with attitude. And man, they got more patience than I do. One of my favorite Giant Eagle folks is Jana Jablonowski. Jana, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well, Marty. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Help us out without, I would consider it stating the obvious because I know the background on this, but many of our listeners are fighting me and you on this. Tell us why and what you're doing at Giant Eagle.
Yeah, absolutely. So we all know that things are really uncertain right now. We were all, I think, very, very hopeful that COVID was just kind of going to go away. We were going to have a nice summer and never have to hear about it again. But unfortunately, that's not the position that we find ourselves in across the country, especially right here in Pittsburgh. So we want to take a stand and really stand up for the health and the wellness and the safety of our stores, our team members, our guests, and really take the steps that we think we need to take to keep everybody safe. And right now, after we're reviewing everything that's going on right here in our area and the health guidelines from national health authorities, we feel really strongly that the best way that we can protect everybody working and shopping in our stores is to once again require our team members to wear masks. And we really strongly encourage our guests to do the same.
And this starts when, my friend?
So our team members, the policy for our team members will be in place starting tomorrow. So you'll start to see, like you said, Marty, when you're in the store, your favorite cashier, the nice folks at the front door are all going to be masked up once again. And then we ask guests we encourage guests and ask them to consider wearing masks starting Friday of this week.
And do you know if this will evolve into a mandate? In other words, if you're not wearing a mask as a customer, you can't shop here. Do you see it evolving into that?
So we're really taking everything day by day. We're reviewing the new information as it becomes available. We know that many months ago, everybody was required to wear masks wherever we were going due to county and state guidelines and mandates that were in place. As you know, we don't really have those right now. So that's why we're in this place where we're encouraging people to consider wearing masks again. We know that it's not a county, not a state mandate, but we really want to encourage people to work together to keep everybody safe. And especially from our perspective, obviously we're going to be requiring our team members to wear masks, but we're asking our guests to consider doing the same thing, really as a courtesy to other guests and also our team members. These are folks who have worked so hard. They've worked tirelessly. They've sacrificed a lot to keep our stores sanitized, well-stocked, and running to serve the community throughout the pandemic. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to keep them safe and healthy as well. And that's a really big sticking point for us as a company. We say a lot that we prioritize the health and well-being of our team members, and this is an opportunity for us to really show that and demonstrate that for our team members and the Giant Eagle family.
Jenna Jablonowski with China Eagle. I've seen her in action in the store. She's amazing. It's hard for me. I got to be honest. I'm a Giant Eagle guy. I just love how your people treat customers like family, and I agree they work their tails off, man. Here's what I get, Jenna, and what's your message to these people? My Facebook page where I posted this is blowing up. If they mandate it, you will have to shop somewhere else. I'll go somewhere else. I will not. I won't wear a mask, and if it's mandated, I'll shop somewhere else. What do you tell folks? I will not shop there because I don't wear a mask. Someone with some common sense will get my money. What do you tell them, Jenna?
I don't really, really understand where people are coming from. Like I said, this is a challenging time. This isn't easy, and we know that it's not fun. I think we're all disappointed that we're back in a position where we have to even entertain wearing masks again. But I really just encourage people to think about their families, and really, how would you treat your own family in a lot of these situations? You know, if it was your cousin or your sister at the front door of Giant Eagle saying, hey, can you please put a mask on? We really want everybody to be safe. I would just encourage people to think about what that person is going through and think about the fact that we're all in this together and we're just all trying to do our best to keep our community safe and healthy. Like I said, we know that it's not fun, but we feel really strongly that this is a necessary step for us. So it's something that we feel strongly that we need to do to keep everybody safe.
Hey, just so people know this isn't new. By the way, Walmart's doing it. Disney's doing it. New York's saying, they're going even further. They're saying, you want to go into a theater, you want to go into a restaurant, you want to go into a gym, you better prove you're vaccinated. I fully support what you're doing. I'll wear a mask. If that's the biggest thing I have to worry about, life's pretty good for me. But I tell you what, I do not envy the job of those folks at the front door because people can be really obnoxious. And I've seen them in action. Your people are amazing. Thanks, Jen. I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day, Marty.
You too. I call them jagoffs. I'm allowed to use the word. It's in the dictionary. I suggest you look it up. If you got problems with Giant Eagle, you're going to have problems with Walmart. You're going to have problems with Disney. The biggest companies in America right now are sending out memos, because I'm seeing them, saying, look, here's what we're doing. You're going to wear a mask at work. By the way, my wife is at work today. CBS saying, masks on again. Hey, man, this is the real world. And by the way, the big companies, the big players, are about to tell you, if you don't get a vaccine, you ain't coming back to work.